Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and trust me, you guys are not going to want to miss this one. We're diving into something super powerful, building resilience through perseverance. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? Test after test? You know that feeling when you just want to give up, throw in the towel, and binge watch an entire season of reality TV? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That's exactly where we build our superpower, resilience. So how do we actually do this thing called perseverance? It's not about being superhuman or pretending to be okay when you're not. It's about finding that inner strength to keep going, even when things get tough. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't just wake up one day and run 26 miles. You start with small steps, build your endurance, and learn to push through discomfort. Resilience is exactly the same. It's a muscle we need to flex and strengthen over time. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Reframe your perspective. This might sound cliche, but seriously, how you look at things makes all the difference. When things get tough, instead of thinking, I can't deal with this, try, this is challenging, but I can learn from it. A small shift in mindset can unlock a whole new level of strength. It's like choosing to see the sunrise instead of focusing on the darkness. Remember that time you thought you totally bombed a presentation? You probably learned something valuable and came out stronger on the other side. Number 2. Embrace imperfection. We're not perfect, and that's okay. Striving for perfection is like chasing a unicorn. It's fun to imagine, but rarely happens in reality. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, see them as opportunities for growth. Remember, even the most successful people have had their fair share of failures. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He embraced those failures and kept going until he finally cracked the code with the light bulb. Number 3. Build a support system. We are social creatures, and we need each other. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who believe in you and will lift you up when you're down. Think of them as your cheerleaders, your accountability partners, and your shoulder to cry on. Remember that feeling when you shared something personal with a friend and they really listened? That connection can make all the difference when you're facing tough times. Number 4. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Imagine yourself as a high-performance athlete. You wouldn't train without proper rest and recovery, right? The same goes for us. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how big or small, celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you have a tough conversation and come out stronger on the other side? Give yourself credit. Acknowledging your successes helps build momentum and keeps you motivated to keep going. Now, let me paint you a picture. You're working on this super important presentation, one you really want to nail. But then, bam, your laptop crashes, you lose all your work, and the deadline is looming. Ever felt like that? That's where perseverance comes in. Do you throw in the towel, blame fate, and let yourself get consumed by panic? Or do you take a deep breath, dust yourself off, and find a way to salvage the situation? Maybe you reach out to a colleague for help, spend an extra hour putting it back together, or even present something slightly different. The point is, those moments of adversity are where we truly define ourselves. We can choose to crumble under pressure or rise to the occasion with grit and determination. You're capable of handling whatever life throws your way. So, remember these key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, embrace imperfection, build a support system, practice self-care, and celebrate your wins. And most importantly, keep that fire burning within you. That inner drive to persevere, learn, grow, and become the best version of yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra resilience in their life. And if you have any takeaways or stories of your own, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. Keep detaching, keep persevering, and until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.